Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the mental maze. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a baseball game on steroids? You know, those moments where stress seems to be whispering sweet nothings in your ear and anxiety is doing its best stand-up routine inside your head. Well, hold on to your hats because today we're diving into something super powerful. Building resilience through mindfulness. It's not about becoming some Zen master who can levitate on a cloud of calm, although wouldn't that be cool? It's about giving yourself the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with a little more grace, a whole lot more strength, and maybe even a smile or two along the way. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Asher, mindfulness sounds all woo-woo and fluffy. Trust me, I get it. But hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind like a dusty old attic. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it as being fully present in that delicious first bite of pizza. You savor every cheesy, saucy, garlicky morsel. You're not thinking about yesterday's meeting or tomorrow's to-do list. You're just enjoying that glorious slice of heaven right now. And guess what? That same focus can be applied to everything else in life. So, how does mindfulness actually help us build resilience? Think of it like this. Life is a roller coaster. There are the exhilarating highs and the stomach-churning lows. Mindfulness gives us the awareness to recognize where we are on that ride without getting swept away by the emotions. It's about accepting those difficult moments as part of the journey, not letting them define us. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this mindfulness journey. 1. Breathe deep, friend. I know, it sounds basic. But seriously, deep breathing is like a mental reset button. When stress hits, take a few slow, deep breaths, feeling your chest rise and fall. It's amazing how quickly that can calm your nervous system and bring clarity. 2. Tune in to your body. Ever notice how tense your shoulders get when you're stressed? Your body is an incredible communicator. Learn to recognize the physical sensations associated with different emotions, tightness in your chest, butterflies in your stomach, racing heart. Paying attention to these cues can help you identify stress early on and take steps to manage it. 3. Let go of perfection. This one's a biggie. We live in a world that constantly tells us to strive for perfection. Spoiler alert, it's impossible and exhausting. Remember, mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't sweat the small stuff. 4. Practice gratitude. I'm not talking about forcing yourself to feel grateful when you're feeling down. It's more about consciously noticing the good things in your life, big or small. A sunny day, a delicious meal, a laugh shared with a friend. These little moments add up and create a sense of overall well-being. 5. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those pesky inner voices that try to drag us down. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, by challenging those negative thoughts, we can reframe them into something more positive and empowering. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, like she's running on fumes. One day, she decides to try mindfulness. She starts with just 5 minutes of deep breathing each morning. Slowly, she incorporates more mindful practices into her day, focusing on the sensations of washing dishes, savoring a cup of tea, listening attentively when her child talks. Over time, Sarah notices a shift. She's less reactive to stress, more patient with herself and others, and even finds moments of joy amidst the chaos. Mindfulness isn't about becoming a superhuman who never experiences stress or negativity. It's about equipping ourselves with tools to navigate life's challenges with greater awareness, resilience, and grace. So, take it from me, your friendly neighborhood mental coach, start practicing mindfulness today. You won't regret it. Remember, friends, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and never stop learning and growing. And hey, if you find this podcast helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little mental boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.